Good evening, brothers and sisters in arms, comrades in public service. Thank you all for being here today as we take a stand against misguided austerity. Thank you for standing strong, standing proud, and standing together. We're gathered here on this cold, sodden afternoon because the Allan government is getting ready to cut thousands more public service jobs. They say it's necessary. They say it's responsible. And they say it follows the apolitical recommendations of the Silver Review. But let me be clear, this is not necessity. This is not responsibility, and to act in this way is a political choice, and the wrong one. We've been told that cutting jobs will help the budget and that it'll help working families. But what they don't tell you is this. Almost half of the so-called savings from job cuts are lost to hidden flow-on costs. The real bloat in our public service is in the executive ranks, not in the offices. And most importantly of all, there are alternatives. Smart, reasonable, and costed alternatives. That is why our movement, A Voice for Members, is very proud to present the Gold Review. Written by a dedicated team of volunteers in our movement and demonstrating our sophisticated understanding of the Victorian public sector, the Gold Review is a timely counter-proposal to the Silver Review. It accepts the government's goal to improve its fiscal position, but it charts a very different course to get there. While you'll find a public version of our review in the coming days, I'm very pleased to be able to share with you some of the key points tonight that are structured around the three simple truths I mentioned earlier. Job cuts are not savings. They have a cost of their own. The real problem in the government's wages bill is in the executive ranks, executive bloat. And there are smarter ways of raising money and making savings. I've told you that 40 cents in every dollar is lost to hidden cuts. $1, 60 cents in savings from job cuts. Where does that come from, you might ask? I'll tell you. It comes from outsourcing. You cut VPS jobs, and as Yen was saying, the work doesn't vanish. It's handed off to consultants and to contractors. They cost more than three times a public servant. If we were to backfill one in every 20 VPS staff we cut, that's 17 cents of the total saving gone. Recruitment, that's the second flow-on effect. When you spill and fill roles, as many of you know, you got to spend thousands on recruitment. Each one costs $24,000. If you hire just one person from spilling three roles, you've lost 11 cents more. Burnout. The staff that remain behind after job cuts have got to pick up the slack. More stress, more injuries, more absenteeism, and more sickness takes another 3 cents out of every dollar cut. Unemployment. Redundant workers need public health and public support, housing, mental health support. This is all public sector work. That's 3 more cents. And finally, the flow-on effect of frontline support loss. When you cut the back office, you cut IT, you cut HR, you cut logistics, legal support, evaluation, data analysis, policy planning, and too many other roles to mention. Factor in the burnout and the unemployment effects on frontline services, and we add another 6 cents to the total cost. So when they tell you that each dollar is saved, it is not. It is 60 cents at best. Generously assumed. That's not fiscal responsibility. That is a false economy. It weakens services, it drains morale, and it hurts the working family that the government claims will benefit from these job cuts. I'm going to tell you a little bit now about the executive bloat. It's what you're all thinking, it's what you all already know, but I will give you the numbers. Since 2014, the number of executives in the VPS has nearly tripled from 650 to 1,900. The executive to staff ratio has collapsed. In 2014, there was one executive for every 55 officers. Today, it's 1 to 29. Did services triple? Did needs triple? Did the overall size of the VPS triple? No. While the executive service grew by 190%, the VPS grew by only 58%. It's not just these numbers that are bloated, it's their salaries too. As I speak, the median executive salary is $270,000, and that's a huge leap from its 2014 level of $190,000. Their pay, in contrast to ours, is rising faster than inflation, faster than general wages, and faster than most Victorians' income. This is not bloat in the back office. This is bloat in the boardroom. If the government wants to talk about savings, start at the top. Last of all, as I said, there are alternatives. We are not just standing here tonight to oppose job cuts. We are offering sensible, thought-out, reasonable solutions. Our gold review is costed, practical, and it's ready to go. We've got 5 cost-saving reforms and 3 revenue measures. And here they are. Number 1, cut 450 executive roles, just a portion of the 1,900, and we'll save $653 million. Number 2, if we just half our use of consultants and contractors, we will save $719 million. If we consolidate government office space and we really embed hybrid working for the future, we can save another $530 million. If we end fossil fuel subsidies, yes, in 2025, this government is still subsidizing coal and gas, we will save $280 million. And last of all, why do we pay Westpac, NAB, and the Commonwealth Bank? These are all banks that have been fined billions for money laundering, terrorist financing, and all manner of other egregious crimes to manage the public finances. We could use the Reserve Bank or a public bank and save another $81.5 million. Now let me tell you, together, these 5 reforms will save $2.3 billion over 5 years. That's 2/3 of the silver review, and I haven't even spoken about our revenue measures. As I said, we've got 3 revenue measures. The first, a modest bank levy. Those same banks that I just spoke about with all their crimes, the federal government charges them a small percentage on their liabilities every year. We could do it too. And if we did it, if it was just 5 cents in every $100, we would save $7.5 billion over 5 years. Let me tell you, these banks won't even feel it, despite their tears. Their average profit margin since COVID has been 38%. Let that sink in. Secondly, it's time to raise the online betting tax from 15 to 20%. I don't know about you, but I'm frankly sickened by the level of advertising these gambling companies have in our country. Other states have already done it. South Australia, Queensland, and the ACT. We do this and we'll raise $990 million. And last, but certainly not least, if we close the tax gap by just 1%, the gap is the difference between what's owed and what's paid. And the last best estimate of the size of this gap by our very own state revenue office was 5%. If we close it by just 1, we'll raise another $2.3 billion. Together, these measures will raise $13 billion over 5 years. That is 5 times what this government would gain by cutting 6,000 VPS jobs. And here's the most powerful truth. If we implement just 22% of the gold review, barely over a fifth, not a single VPS job needs to go. Not one. So tonight, to the Premier and the Treasurer, we say, don't balance the budget on the backs of workers. Don't cut the people who hold this state together. Don't protect the profits of consultants, fossil fuel giants, and banks while punishing the public service who deliver the justice, care, education, and safety in this state. We have shown you that there is a better way, a smarter way, and a fairer way to achieve that. And to each of you standing here with us tonight, keep speaking up, keep standing up, keep organizing, keep building. Because when we fight for fairness, when we fight for each other, and when we fight together, we win! Thank you all very much. Stay strong and take it easy, but take it.